You're listening to World Oil's Deep Dive, where you'll get to know the authors of technical articles in World Oil magazine and learn more about their company's technology and how it's shaping our industry. Now, here's your host, Jim Watkins.
Welcome to our podcast, Accelerate Your FPSO Performance Evolution. I'm Kurt Abraham, Editor-in-Chief of World Oil. I'm here with Matt Mahajer, Digital Program Manager for Production Systems at SLB, and Greg Trostel, Global Business Development Manager at Rockwell Automation. And we are here at the Offshore Technology Conference in Houston, Texas. We will be discussing digitally connecting the total asset journey of your FPSO from reservoir to topside, and enabling continuous maximizing of value and minimizing environmental impact. Matt and Greg will explain how all this is done while achieving a new level of performance. So, gentlemen, let's just dive right into it here. Question for you. SLB, Rockwell, Sensia, and Cognite have partnered for this open coalition to accelerate and evolve the FPSO performance. So why these four companies and why now? And maybe you can give us a brief overview of the coalition's partners and areas of expertise.
Perfect. Thanks, Kirk. Glad to be here talking about this exciting moment for all four companies. We came together and formed this open coalition to focus on evolving the FPSO performance, right? As the energy demand have been changing and the dynamic of our industry has been changing, there is a demand on increasing efficiency while we are focusing on reducing our footprint and doing things a lot better than before. So this coalition is going to focus on how we are increasing the efficiency of overall performance of FPSO from the project cycle, which is the CapEx cycle after any field development, all the way to the operation, and also focusing heavily on sustainability, reducing our footprint and doing things more remotely and more autonomously. Why now? Obviously, there is a big amount of investment going to the FPSO market. It's an extremely dynamic market. And these floating vessels are going to be in production for decades to come. And there is a lot to be done now for both existing one and also the one coming for the next few decades.
So for the benefit of our audience who may not be as well versed in some of the fine points here, what do you mean by accelerate FPSO performance evolution?
Thanks, Kurt. I'll take that one. We know that the industry is going through a digital transformation, but typically oil and gas industry tends to be fairly conservative, a little bit slow to change, a little bit slow to adopt new technologies. And we really don't have the luxury of that time. And the point of the coalition is to bring expertise together into one group and to say we can accelerate how quickly we go through this transition. And really, as we're calling it, an evolution. Once you have the expertise in-house, you have the infrastructure that comes with so much data flowing up from these vessels, and then really with that infrastructure, you're able to tack on the digital applications fairly quickly. And our big focus is on doing that on new projects, doing that from the design phase, but also being able to go back and retrofit the existing fleet. So we think the time is now for a digital evolution, not a slow transition. And typically with digital applications, you know, when you do it piecemeal, one at a time, then you get a certain level of results. But if you do it orchestrated or connected, then it really does cause a step change in the performance of both the project and the operations.
All right. Thanks, Greg. And as you gentlemen have alluded to, an FPSO cannot outperform a suboptimal project design. So how will the coalition evolve project design planning and execution to subsequently deliver value across the FPSO lifecycle? And also, how do you address the current performance challenges for FPSOs?
Thanks, Kirk. I'll take that one. Any field development journey starts with, you know, looking at understanding of what is done in the reservoir, right? So at the beginning of this journey, when there is a high level of uncertainty, a lot of unknown, this journey starts with a lot of assumption and estimates, right? So the ability for us to look at the totality of the system, so from the reservoir, subsea, all the way to topside, in this case, FPSO, is very important that we all engage together early on in the project cycle to make sure not only we design it for optimized CapEx, but we also design it for optimized OPEX and reduce sustainability. Also, on the top of that, these days, there is a lot of new, as we call it, somehow unbalanced objectives coming our way in terms of, you know, looking at not only optimizing CapEx and OpEx, but also reducing the footprint and sustainability, right? So some of this require rethinking how we do things, and then this is a lot easier to do that at the engineering stage or the project stage. Also, on the top of that, you know, what Coalition is reimagining the new evolution of the FPSO is that how closer we can get the process equipment to the automation to make sure, you know, we can close the loop both from the fast loop perspective and also a slow loop perspective. So there is a lot to be done at the project stage, which is very important. However, your second part of your question, when you're talking about what you can do for the existing FPSO challenges, is also, you know, a lot of things we can handle now right away for existing operating FPSO. Having said that, you know, it doesn't have to be always a new FPSO being designed from scratch that we can tackle some of this information. For example, a lot of work being done in terms of the automation and a lot of doing things remotely that actually can be done for any FPSO right away.
All right, very good. So what is meant by an open coalition?
Kurt, we mean that, I think, from a couple of different perspectives. The very first one is the coalition right now consists of the four companies, SLB, Rockwell Automation, Sensia, Cognite, but each company has its own ecosystem around it, whether it be partners or preferred technical alliances. And so the very first aspect of openness is using that ecosystem as needed to bring in expertise to either address specific challenges or address specific client needs. The second aspect of openness really comes from the technology. And I think we're beginning to see in our industry now a change from customized systems to much more of an open perspective, especially true in automation. And if you look at a couple of the industry initiatives around open automation, modular automation, Rockwell is a key player in that movement, and we firmly believe that the openness allows for ideas and solutions to come from all different perspectives and to be able to slot it in and make it work rather than having to kind of build and engineer a system from the beginning.
Excellent. So this may seem rather basic, but for the benefit of the audience, we do need to ask you a little bit, what is the future of FPSOs?
Well, I think, you know, the quickest direction to point is the requirements from a sustainability standpoint. And, you know, as Matt said, we're going to be building and operating these vessels for still a long time to come. And what can we do to make them operate with the most efficiency, the cleanest possible? And so that's going to involve technical applications. It's going to involve digital applications. It's going to involve changes to how we design and build the vessels, especially from the aspect of designing sustainability in from the beginning. It's not an application you put on after the fact, but the whole project should be designed and built with that in mind. So I think we'll see significant changes in that respect. And also from the electrification angle and where the power is generated from, I think we'll see significant changes there as well. So with the coalition, we're looking to be on the forefront of those changes.
So, gentlemen, as you've been alluding to, sustainability and decarbonization are growing concerns across the industry. Are there some strategies, some specific strategies that can be implemented for sustainably evolving the FPSOs?
Yeah, I think from the coalition standpoint, as Matt mentioned, there are a few things that we can address immediately. There are solutions that we're going to be looking to develop going into the near future. But I think if we start with the concept of operating the vessel with sustainability in mind. So that means no normal flaring and having the technology that's capable of understanding if there is a flaring event, for example, did that come from an operational problem, which we can address, or is it an asset problem where a piece of equipment failed and now we had this event? So how we approach that issue and how quickly we recover from that and how we ensure that it doesn't happen in the future. So from a sustainability standpoint, the flaring issue is very important. How we utilize the utilities and the chemicals for operation is going to be a key factor. That's very much an area of expertise within SLB. So there are a number of things we can address immediately. And then moving forward, we want to really dive deeper into emissions management, energy management, those type of applications.
Well, it sounds like a lot of challenges, but things that obviously the companies are well equipped to handle. Finally, as we know, field dynamics inevitably change over time. What are the primary challenges that FPSO operators face in meeting specifications and maintaining throughput? And how will the coalition address those?
Oh, absolutely. I can take that one. As any, you know, operation, FPSO is not an exception. So there is always dynamic, right? So there is no steady state in any operation, let's put it that way. As we already discussed, at the, you know, a lot of these FPSOs are designed with some assumption and estimates in mind. Having said that, you know, through the life of the FPSO, things change. The total production amount changes. There is the equipment health or performance that might be degraded as we go forward. So the ability for our customer to have a asset performance management system in place to make sure all the process equipment, all the equipment are available to have the maximized capacity and availability through the life of the field, but also looking at the totality of the system and making sure the overall, you know, specs and specification or commitment for these contracts are also met. So the overall throughput optimization is key. A couple of examples to mention, right? So depending on the type of the FPSO operation, we might be dealing with the oil train, water train, gas train, and all of these quite dynamic processes, and making sure, you know, we have the right optimization. We call it, like, you know, behind the scene digital twin and automation behind that to make sure these specifications are always met. And if there are changes in the system, we can predict them upfront and then actually tackle them properly in time and make sure we always, you know, deliver based on the contract. So there's a lot that can be unpacked there, but it's a good question and there is a lot we can offer already on that area.
Well, I'm sure there's lots more that could be said today, but looks like we're out of time. Matt and Greg, I want to thank you for a quick but very thorough and fascinating look at accelerating FPSO performance evolution. I know our listeners will enjoy this very much. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening. Take a look at today's show notes for links we mentioned in the podcast. We enjoy your feedback, so if you have any questions or comments, email them to deepdive@worldoil.com. Check out worldoil.com for the best oil and gas industry technical articles and news. And join us next time for another Deep Dive with World Oil.